Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study, 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about seven things that we should remember. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
If you say, I believe that Jesus is coming soon, I believe all the signs show that he's coming soon, okay, that may only be a doctrinal statement that you're making, not faith. Why? Because Hebrews 10:25 shows faith is telling us that if you see the day is approaching, then you don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Forsaking, that ing puts it in this attitude. They're not there. They're not there. In other words, you're there because you want to get the word of God. The sixth thing, be careful of anything that seeks to appeal to your sensual nature or your pride, as some of those things that we've already mentioned. Ever learning. Particularly, be very careful of ecumenical joint meetings, religious rock, and Calvinism. These are crossing doctrinal lines when God has ordained for this age the local church. Just like the Jew was ordained, just like Israel's ordained for the Old Testament era, the local church is ordained for this era. It's not so much the era of the law and the era of grace, because God's grace has been from the very beginning, or man would have been destroyed at the beginning. There would be no man today. But God's grace has permeated, because God's grace is a part of his person. His grace has always been active. But now we've had the period of the law, and we've had the period of the local church. That's where we are. Now, the seventh thing to see, if you're filled with religion but not righteousness, then you'll find that the church will seek to de-emphasize sin and tell you only legalistic people have standards, although the Bible teaches holiness. Now, friend, Jesus Christ ordained the local church. Let the local church be the first line of public worship. Make daily contact with good Christians of the church. Be in a church that preaches the word of God. You know, the early church, it wasn't they met Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. They met daily. Do you realize it was Paul who was preaching one time when a guy fell asleep in the church, but it was midnight when he fell asleep, and he fell from the third floor and hit the deck. And so understand, church services a lot longer, and they were daily. Now, those seven things should help us daily. They ought to help us be what we ought to be. Now, we see why they never are able to come to the knowledge of the truth. These can always go to every seminar and read every new book, but those will not deal primarily with biblical exposition. Oh, they're learning, ever learning, but not biblical exposition. Too many turn to human speculation on the subjects of our spiritual needs. We lean so heavily on philosophy and psychology, entertainment, or intellectual studies and discussion groups that allow people to speak their feelings. Now, we need to consider the keys to victory in this darkness. It is the Holy Spirit of God within you that enables you to grasp the meaning of divine truth. So walk in obedience and in love for God. Walk with him daily. Our ease with which we are deceived grows each day we neglect to read, meditate in the Word of God, and pray. Secondly, yours is to confess and forsake sin when it is revealed to you. Thirdly, add to your life the spiritual things the Bible shows you that needs to be added. Be faithful to God in personal alone times. Fourthly, make sure you praise, thank, and worship God in all things. A fifth thing, do not lose faith when the trials and tribulations come, and they will come. Continue to trust and have commitment to Him that is as strong as the marital commitment and stronger. Remember, anything God allows in your life, He allowed it for good because all things work together for good to those that love God and for those who are the called according to His purpose. He has a good purpose for allowing it in. One commentator said to somebody that had trouble in their growing up and their father had molested them and mistreated them, and he says, "Have you forgiven that father?" And they said, "Yes." He says, "Well, have you forgiven God for allowing it?" Oh, that was so blasphemous to say such a sordid thing. God doesn't need forgiveness from us. We need forgiveness from Him. When God allows something, it's always for our good. He doesn't initiate a lot of these things that are bad. He doesn't initiate that the father molested his child. He doesn't initiate a mass murderer. He doesn't initiate Islamic terrorism. He doesn't initiate those things. But even those things can turn to good for the glory of God. And the seventh thing, the people who place self ahead of God and look for their own self-esteem will not like the humility and service of love as presented by our Lord. In 1 John 2:15-16, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." See, we need to learn to test all things. That's how we try the spirits. How do we try them? How do we test them? It's by the infallible Word of God. It's infallible. It's inerrant. Therefore, it becomes the testing instrument. Paul said that the people at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica because they searched the Scripture to see if the things they were teaching were so. Now, think about that. This is the Apostle Paul. Some say the greatest Christian of the last 2,000 years. I don't know that, but I do know he's a great Christian. He was used mightily of God. He knew the Word. He wrote the most New Testament books of any one. And yet, he says, the ones that searched the Scriptures to see if what he was teaching was true were the noble people. Why would you search the Scriptures when Paul was teaching? Because Paul was still a man, just like this preacher you're listening to is a man, and any preacher you listen to is a man. Always search the Scripture. That's the authority. Humble, spirit-guided meditation upon God's Word will sharpen your spiritual perception in a way that dry as dust philosophy never will. Now, look at verse 8. It's interesting there. He says, "Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." Jannes and Jambres, their names are not in the book of Exodus as we read it. Instead, you know what those names are? They're in the old Jewish Targums, which are books written that explain scriptures for Jews. Now, the Bible obviously is showing us that it is true that these were the names of those men. And they were Egyptian magicians who were able to duplicate some of the miracles of Moses. Their rods turned into serpents, although Moses' rod ate their serpents up. They were able to turn the water to blood so that fish died, and they were able to make frogs go all over the land, as did Moses. But when Moses was used of God to bring the lice, the magicians could not do it. But these were the two magicians that withstood Moses and convinced Pharaoh against Moses. In like manner, people today put down standards. They tell you it's all right to fulfill these lusts of the flesh. Even the social gospel is a desire of the flesh to feel like it's earned something. They are religious, as was Jannes and Jambres. You see, it's all right to do this. Those people are legalistic. I was sharing with our folks recently in a church service. Some people say, well, look, you just don't understand. We have the liberty to social drink. We have the liberty to go to these nightclubs and do these other things. We have the liberty to not be in church. We have the liberty. And in a sense, they're right. They have the liberty to do it. They're free to do it, but they can't be righteous in doing it. It's sinful, ugly, awful in God's sight, especially if they name the name of Christ. But they say they have liberty to do it. Okay, so if I use their argument, let's say that I find out a deep, dark family secret that'd be so bad that it'd just make them have to move out of the state, let alone the community, if I revealed that deep, dark family secret. And yet I say, well, look, we're not under law, we're under grace, so I have liberty to reveal your deep, dark family secrets and see it's not sin. Well, all of a sudden, they've changed about these things, and all of a sudden, liberty no longer applies to the flesh. It's only to the spirit. Well, you see, the liberty of the Bible applies to the spirit being freed from the works of the flesh. And so they don't even believe what they say they believe about we have liberty to do these things, because something like that would reveal they don't. Egypt is a type of the world in the church. It shows us also in this case how Satan seeks to imitate Christ. Here are these two men. They're trying to imitate the miracles of Moses. And you know, they do some of it. They're able to do some of it. And they're in Egypt, a type of the world, and the world in the church. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.